Blog Talk Radio.
Want to hear the truth, you don't want to talk to Ruth. If you're ready to hear the truth and transform your life and move into 2013 joyous, empowered, victorious, then you need to talk to Ruth tonight. Dr. Reggie, how are you this evening?
I'm fantastic this evening. I'm excited that Gloria and Ruth are available. I'm just thanking God for that.
Oh, isn't it the truth? Listen, we logged in and our queue was already full. People are just excited. We decided to be here this weekend to bring in the new year, be available to you to help you plan how you're going to approach, to shift your energy. It's so important that you shift your energy into this new paradigm that we're moving in. If you're not regular listeners of Circles of Prosperity, go back and listen to our archives so that you know what is coming up, the changes that we're in the midst of that require us to function differently. Tonight, we're talking about rediscovering you. Ruth is really going to, her readings are geared towards redirecting you to move in this new paradigm, identifying who you really are, which is spirit. You are spirit. And she'll tell you all about that tonight, but it's going to be awesome. We're going to get started early here because, like I said, the queue is filling up. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into an opening prayer. I want everyone to close their eyes, take a deep breath in, hold it for the mental count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Slowly release, breathe out, and just relax, and we will begin to shift our energy tonight. Dr.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the beautiful energy of Gloria and Ruth and all the listeners out there who want to revolutionize their spirit and change their lives in the right direction. I thank you for the power of understanding and divine wisdom. Give Ruth the divine channeling energy of spirit to speak her truth through the throat chakra of everyone who listens and has a question. Let them be guided divinely and lovingly by the power of the Christ consciousness, we pray. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. So let's say hello to Ruth. Get her on the line this evening. You know, we're a morning show, so you may hear me say morning all through the night. Hi, Ruth. How are you?
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Oh, my God. We are so honored to have you join us this evening. And I was just giving our audience a little tip of the iceberg in terms of what you are doing and why you feel it's so important for us to identify the spirit. You want to share a little bit with that before we go into our readings?
Our basic identity is spirit. The energy that resides within our body that keeps us alive is our spirit. The source of it is our soul. It's not a complicated issue. Once we recognize it and we give our spirit and spirit an identity that describes it as something that is invisible but still alive and functioning, it's very easy to begin to gain a sense of ourselves and our feelings, what we really feel like, what we really want to do in life, what we really want to acquire. We begin again to acknowledge the fact that the God within us is the energy. It's an energy source that we obtain from the original creator. So basically what I do is give different definitions to words, you know, and in return, hopefully, it will help us to begin to redefine ourselves as spirit instead of body.
I know we had you on the show on Friday, and one of the things that really stood out for me in your message was we spend so much time focusing on the body. We feed the body. We exercise the body. Everything is about the body. And we go through life really thinking that's who we are, but we are so much more. We're spirit, and I love that. So your readings tonight are going to help to redirect people. Is that correct?
I certainly hope so. The way I understand spirit, I think of spirit as spirits. I think of myself as a spirit. There are spirits that have bodies and there are spirits that don't have bodies. Mm-hmm. And when I read, what I feel that I'm doing is mainly listening to people which don't have bodies, which I call spirits, that reside beside me, outside of me. You know, I'm not capable of doing a reading on my own. I have help. And the help comes from spirits who whisper into my mind. They mm-hmm. sort of use me as a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why I'm able to receive these messages.
Wow.
And, you know, receive these messages and know these answers. And I want to give these spirits acknowledgement, and I want to give them credit. Because they are the ones who really, truly supply the knowledge. As at this time, I am a body. I am a spirit that is housed in a suit, in which I like to call a body. Before I came, before I came into ownership of this body, I also was a spirit. Once
right.
I leave this planet, I will no longer need the body, and I will return from where I came from into a universe where I only need to exist as spirit.
Okay. So let's go to our first caller. This is Anna from New Jersey. Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much. It's so nice to be on air and talking to you.
Well, thank you. You have a question for Ruth tonight.
I do have a question for Ruth. Hi, Ruth. How are you?
Hello, Anna. It's nice to talk to you.
You too. My question is, I have a friend who is overseas, and we've both had a difficult year this year. His father passing away, he's in the military, and, you know, difficult time with the relationship-wise and communication. And I just wanted to know, will we be able to, once he comes back from overseas, will we be able to, you know, make it work out between us?
Is he in the service? Because you're saying he's overseas. You really want to see this person a lot from what I'm picking up. You're even considering it as a possibility of you going where this person is.
Oh, I mean, I can't go where he's at because he's, you know, he's in a war zone.
Yeah, but I see you wanting to travel, and it in some way involves this, you know. I do see a love relationship here, you know, which is most important.
Right.
And based on that information, I see a love relationship, which is, I think, basically what you want to know. And you also want to know, your doubt has come as a result of him going away. You know, you don't know. And you often wonder, is this departure going to end? But there is love there. And you're going to learn something very soon, and you know, in the very near future, and it's going to help you. In this relationship, I see a tie. I see a bondage. I see a bound. You know, I see that the two of you are bound together.
Oh, great, great.
And there's something about more money that's also involved in the situation.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's always nice to know. I mean, the communication, there's like hardly any communication between us right now. And he's very depressed. I mean, he's just, I don't know, he's just, I just hope he just, you know, I don't know, he's just depressed. I guess he's emotionally immature. I just don't understand at all.
Well, you know, from what I'm picking up, the depression has to do more with his financial situation, you know, than the relationship. And it's sort of hard to focus on romance when finance, you know, gets in the way. In your relationship, you find yourself in a role in which you teach him a lot, and he's very comforting. You know, but he is thinking of being back here, and he's thinking of what's life going to be back here when it comes to his finances.
Oh, really? I thought he was more depressed about his father passing away and, you know, things like that.
I don't think that goes, from what I'm picking up, that doesn't go to the top of the heap.
Really?
No.
Huh.
It has to do with finances.
Wow. Oh, that's surprising. Okay. All right, do you see us?
Okay. Oh, wait, Reggie? Hello?
I'm here. You call me?
Oh, I was saying maybe they can pick up something additional, you know, that Anna has.
One thing I was getting in my mind when I was doing a prayer for this person that's overseas, and thinking that the energy of Saint Michael protects military people and police officers, and asked for the prayer. The depression comes from, like you said, part of it finances, more about the father. They had a bond, a special bond, and so he lost that bond, but it's never lost. It really isn't. We don't really die. We transition to a higher ascended level. So if he realizes that. And I want her to take a white candle and burn it in the honor of his father and for him, and burn the candle and anoint it with one drop of olive oil, and keep that prayer and watch what happens. It's going to illuminate her life and her power. You're putting your focus and intention into the candle with a prayer as a sign of illuminating by the spirit of fire of the Holy Spirit. And he'll be fine, and she will too.
Okay. All right. Do I just drop the bit of olive oil into the candle?
No, ma'am. Take one drop of it and put it all over the candle. Just one drop is all it takes, all over the candle. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Including the wick. And when you burn it, you'll feel the power of energy. When you're asking for the angel Michael to come in and sever any negative energy and to cure depression by the power of the Holy Spirit, it'll be fine.
Oh, good. Did you see us, do you see us getting together like,
oh, my God, it's going to be even stronger than before. The bond is going to be even stronger because you're helping him to relieve his energy of being depressed and relieve your anxiety about being in love. It's going to all come together. So ask for St. Michael, the angel, to come in and bond the energy between you and him and to cure depression and relieve your anxiety. I swear it'll be good. You'll be happy.
That's just wonderful. But do you see him, when I will see him again?
Yes, and it's going to be soon. Not going to be a long, like you're thinking, summer and all that. No, it'll be sooner. So just know that and feel him in your heart all the time because he can feel you. He can feel you too.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
All righty.
Thank you, Anna.
thank you, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year, Anna.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller. This is Brandy from Texas. Hey, Brandy. How are you? Brandy, are you there? Brandy, area code 407. She probably stepped away. Let's go to our next caller, Andy from Texas. Andy, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Oh, we're awesome. How about you?
Good, good. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Do you have a question for Ruth? And it looks like Dr. Reggie's contributing too.
Of course, that's my partner.
I sure do.
Okay.
Hi, Ruth. Nice to visit
Hello.
With you tonight.
Hi, Andy. It's nice to talk to you.
I am wondering about some job stuff. I'm in graduate school, but am needing to increase some cash flow. And I work a very limited part-time job doing some research assisting, but I'm looking at expanding the number of hours that I work and perhaps trying something in corporate. You think
and
that's
question,
a good idea?
Okay, your question is, what exactly is your question? I'm a little bit
confused.
The
question is to increase the work hours, decrease the school hours, or kind of keep it as is.
You seem to be moving in a new direction, and your sense of responsibility is becoming stronger. But there's also some emotional issues involved, and lots of things in your life right now on in this planning stage. But, you know, you're going to get it together, but I feel around you lots of very, very strong relationship issues.
Yes. Absolutely.
And your management skills are sort of in turbulence right now, you know?
Yes.
You know, you're falling behind, you know. You can't get your energy up, you know? You're finding yourself being extremely laid back, you know?
Right.
You have a very mothering and nurturing nature. It takes a lot out of you. Because you supply,
yes.
You know, you supply a lot of people. Definitely, a new beginning is imminent. You know, and there's around you. I'm feeling some very strong relationship issues. You know,
yes.
It's going to take a lot of composure to get you back. You know, to bring you back your balance, but it's okay. You know, because what you're doing basically. Is that you're in a blooming stage, you know, and in this blooming stage, you're going to be manifesting lots and lots of prosperity. If for you, it's like, you know, corn in the field, you know, where, you know, it grows to a certain height and then the corn itself opens itself up and blossoms.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a lot of relationships that you string along, and you know they get stringy, you know, messy. You know, plant your corn in another field, basically. You know, where there's some clearing, but there's some clearing, huh?
Boy, I hear
you know,
there.
Like, you know, get yourself a house, and you know, change your management style. You know.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
you're going to get what you came into life to achieve, you know?
Yeah. I do a lot of caretaking, and I am in a tough relationship at the moment. And so that's going to need to change.
You're going to get back on your feet again. That's definitely. You understand? Keep your positive attitude, you know? And you might be coming into a situation, a health situation. You know, where you might have some surgery,
uh-huh.
You know. You know, but, you know, place yourself in your life and, you know, in a situation basically where it's comfortable.
Sounds good. Sounds
okay.
Good. Thank you.
Listen,
so much.
Happy New Year. You know, I see things around you that are extremely positive, you know, and you will be receiving... getting back more of your energy.
Well, thank you so much for the information. I so appreciate it. You all have
more
a great
enough.
Night and a wonderful 2013.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go. Let's try Brandy again. Brandy. Brandy, are you back? Hello? Are you there? Area code 407. All right, we'll go back. Lisa from Florida, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Are you excited about going into 2013?
Actually, I am. That's really good.
Good. You have a question for Ruth or Dr. Renji?
Yeah, the fool over the psychic is. I wanted to know what they see coming up for my love life.
Love life. Ruth.
You know, my smart mouth, the first thing is like, love yourself, you know, love yourself. The more you love yourself, the more love you find that comes in around you, you know. You're in a relationship, there's a relationship around you that you are stuck in. You understand, and it's giving you a lot of heartbreak, but you have an enormous amount of patience, you know, when it comes to your, you know, emotional situations in general. You follow me?
Yeah, you're right.
Right, you know, there's some things going on when basically you have to, you're going to need time to uncomplicate. And in addition to that, some of this may cost you a little bit of money, you know, possibly some money that you set aside. You're moving into a new direction. You're here to make new decisions. But during this year, calmly and patiently, you will be taking your power back. One of the things you're going to find to be very helpful for you is that you get a lot of emotional support from females that surround you. You understand? You're going to get it together. You know, it's by, in 5 months, I see a major change taking place, and I also see additional people coming into your life. You know, there's a man that's coming to your life that's going to like you. There's a woman that may be your mother or a motherly type figure. These people are going to move into the situation you're in and help you financially. There will be some relationships in which you will be leaving, but some of them you will be leaving and coming back into, and some of them you will be leaving permanently. But in the meantime, this whole scenario of incidents that are taking place in your life is just part of your spiritual journey, and you will regain your focus, and you're going to feel a feeling of, I'm released. I can begin all over again. Okay?
Are you talking about the guy that I was dating?
Okay, I got 50% of the reading. You got the other 50%. Did that what rang in your mind when I was talking about it?
Yeah, well, I was dating this guy, and I still have a lot of feelings for him. Do you think that we're going to get back together?
You have, you remember the first part of the reading in which I was giving you? You know, I would call it, you not only have a lot of feelings strung out, you understand, and this stringing out thing has drained you.
Right.
Right, okay, you need to get some more folks around you. You understand? Some more plain talk folks. Some more friendship. You know?
Okay.
You know, you have to get over it and move ahead. You understand? Apply yourself more physically. You know, it'll help you manifest a different attitude.
Well, that's funny that you say that because I've been working out at the gym like 5 days a week and. But you don't.
That's all good. Huh?
Yeah, I am focusing on working out a lot. But I'm just wondering, you don't think that this guy and I are gonna work this out? You don't?
Well, you know, in your situation in general, you look back in life, right? You have relationships that end. And they don't always end. You know, in your life, this in general, across the board, right? And everybody's. You know, there are people that are in your life and there are people who move out. People that are in your life and people that move out. And sometimes you just have to accept this sort of universal decision. You know, people come into your life at some certain points in time to supply you with the emotional needs that get you through the night. You understand? To get you through this longing so that you can accept the situation you're in better and you can maintain more, you know, just emotional balance in your case. You know, but when you come into these relationships, try not to make lifelong decisions. You know,
okay.
You know, the situation in terms of relationship, we've been taught that they should be one thing, but the reality of it is that that's not true. We do go into people's lives to supply their needs, and they also come into our lives to supply our needs. And, you know, we have to accept these generalities often, you know, because they don't seem to fit the story or the mold in which we've been taught to think in.
Sure.
You know, and the universe supplies you with wonderful individuals that always surround you. And, you know, you rely on them, you know. They will help you with your emotional issues and you will get back on your feet again.
So, Lisa, do you feel that
your backbone is very rigid. You know, you're like, be a little flexible, okay?
Do you feel that you learned something from this person?
Yeah, I do.
So I guess what I'm hearing from Ruth is it's very possible that you were only supposed to learn that lesson from this person, that they're not there permanently. And here's another question. Just take a deep breath. When you think about this person, can you see yourself being with them for all eternity?
I felt like I could be with this person long term. I did.
But that's not eternity, is it?
Eternity. Well, you guys are making me laugh tonight.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. That's a good thing, you know. But listen, have a positive attitude. You know,
yeah,
and by springtime, spring is going to bring in a major change in your life, a major change, and it's going to be money involved. You know, so money coming into more money coming into your life as a substitute for some of your emotional involvement. You know, the situation in terms of finances has often been your who, what, when, where, and why.
Can I tell you what I'm feeling real quick? I'm feeling that.
Now.
I just want to say one little thing, and I'm not going to take a long time, but I feel in her voice, I'm hearing, even though the relationship is not the best relationship that she wants in the world, I feel in her voice there's a deep longing and something that deals with sorrow that she doesn't want to disconnect with him altogether forever. She doesn't want to disconnect. They can always be friends, but they may not necessarily be lovers. So that may be something that's very powerful for her to know right now. It may not be him returning and coming back. I don't know if they had an argument, but I feel there was a thing that made them separate, where he may have crossed the line or he felt that she crossed the line that separated them. And but I do feel if he wants to come back, it should be clear that they communicate with each other. But from Ruth's reading, I don't really feel that it's necessary for him to return. It's about you loving yourself enough to have the capacity to say, I love me so much, I'm not going to allow anyone to hurt me or let them cross the line again. I can move on. He'll always be a friend, but not necessarily a lover. So that's why you're not even answering Cynthia's question about loving him forever.
Right. Well, that is true. I'll just tell you really briefly, we did have a disagreement because he lives with his 38-year-old cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy is like an alcoholic, and he pays for everything, and everything's very chaotic. And I told him, you know, I mean, this has been going on for years and years and years before I met him. He feels like he should be the father to this guy, like he's a father. But he's only like 3 or 4 years older than him. And I said,
right,
it's unacceptable to me. I can't be in a relationship with a man that's got a 38-year-old man for a son. You know what I mean? It was codependent.
But you know, there's a secret. They're revealing a secret to you. This the man who's a couple of years older. I have a question. Where is his father?
Yeah.
Where is his dad?
Well, he does. Yeah, he went and visited his dad for Christmas. His dad and mom, they're still married and everything.
Yeah.
But he's in a different state?
No, he's like 4 hours away in a car.
Oh, my God. Because I don't know I'm asking what the relationship was between he and his dad. If it was distant, that's why he's substituting his friendship for fatherhood. There's always something going on there, you know, and there may be an underlying secret he wants
sure.
to reveal or whatever, but it's okay. If he has to love you, the relationship may be good with his friend, but his friend is not in, he's not in love with the friend. If he wants to be in love with you, that's the priority that has to be set.
Right, that's why I put my foot down and I said, you know what, why don't you give me a call when you're no longer living with that guy?
Right.
And that's why, that's the way I left it.
And guess what? That call never came back, right?
Right, exactly.
That should tell you it's time to move on. Like Ruth said,
okay.
Love yourself enough, baby, to move on.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I
and,
do.
You know, and, you know, Dr. Reggie and I both do private readings, you know, and you can get the number from Cynthia, and we can discuss this through a private reading with you in much more detail.
Oh, okay, thank you very much. I appreciate
no, in
your time.
Privacy. Right. Thank you, dear. Have a happy new year.
Happy new year. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
So, yeah, if anyone wants to have a private reading with Ruth or Dr. Reggie, you can call our toll-free number, which is 800-401-8129. Press 1, and I'll be more than happy to book you. Okay, let's move on to our next caller. This is Lena from Florida.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Lena.
Hi. How are you?
Great. How about you?
Good.
You have
I'd
a
like
question?
I'd like to find out, yes, about a new job and a move coming up for me in 2013.
A new job and a move for
2013. Okay. I like to make these questions. You know, I'll give you a nice, sweet answer to start out with. Will you be receiving a new job? The answer is yes, but it's not going to be right away. You know, it might possibly be near the fall of next year, of this, up to, you know, the year that's coming in. And what was the second question?
About a move. I'm living with my niece right now since the summer.
All right. Okay, you want to know if you'll be moving? Do I see you moving? Not for a while, you know. The situation is is way too complicated. But you're going to receive, you're going to be, you know, I see you in a strong bond there with this relative. And it's not going to be an unhappy situation. It's going to, I see you in a strong bond, you know, in this relationship with your relative. And it's a happy relationship, but for some reason, you don't particularly care for it. You want your own place, your own space. You understand? But it's not a negative situation.
Mm-hmm.
And
no,
right, at the moment, right at the moment, it supplies your needs.
Yes. Yeah, I've never lived with anybody, so this has really been hard for me to.
Right, you know, but it's positive, you know. You know, look at the positive aspects of it. You know, I like to take things and put them in two columns, a negative and a positive column. You know, and when you think about this relationship, you're being mindful of things, you know, from the past. Think about
yeah.
the positive, you know, and I guarantee if you're putting them in a box or filling up a cup, you are going to find many more positive aspects. And this relationship is also teaches you what it's like to be dependent. You understand? It's going to be, and that in itself is helpful when it comes to spiritual growth. You are very upset. You're angry, mad, and you're arguing about stuff. You understand? And in the meantime, it interferes with you understanding the beauty of what this relationship is supplying you with your emotional needs. You know, you're going to be understanding the situation even better as it come in. And you're going to get the message. This standstill you've been placed in is a situation which the universe put you in that's going to turn out to be extremely positive, and it's so that you finally are brought to a halt to get the message. And you, and when you get the message, you're going to return, you know, to life as in a, not necessarily the way it was, but in a very positive mode. You understand? And it's going to help you to develop yourself more spiritually. Okay? You know, okay. So try, you know, get rid of the matter. You know, when I call it the matter, it's the material stuff. You understand? You know, and rely more on the spiritual or the physical part. Those are the things that make you happy that don't require stuff. You know, like, there's stuff to be learned just by the fact that you had to move to another side of town. You know, and there's elements of joy to be found there. You know, be grateful for these things. Okay?
Oh, I love that. Yeah,
I just miss my kids. I'm not with my kids anymore. So it's been...
Say what now?
I miss my kids. I'm not living with my kids right now, so I really miss my kids. It's really...
Right. Funny. You know, and, you know, being a woman, if you look around, and you, especially if you can be in the presence of older women, being a woman, one of the things that you'll find, there's something about the cycle of life that leads women to often have to have down periods when they do have to live alone. You know, and this down period when they do have to live alone creates, you know, great substance changes in their life. But you will manage to overcome it and to get by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you have to remember, we're all here temporary, and everything that you are, like, yearning for and needing so bad, right, we eventually... we leave it all here anyway, because this is really not our permanent residence.
So
we're only
awesome.
Here temporary. You know, if you know when we clock in, you know, day one, and we may have 60 some years, and you know, but life goes on forever. You know, this is only a temporary position, a temporary location. You know, and think about that, you know, so you can get yourself a positive mindset. You know, it's like just be always be ready and prepared mentally, emotionally to walk in the change. You understand? Because life is, that's what life supplies you with, as constant as change.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not about being back there. It's about being where you belong right now. And the presence in which you're in is extremely important. You know, look forward, stop looking back. Take the wisdom from back and use it to march forward. And it will supply you with what you need. Okay? This is going to be a situation where you learn especially emotional balance.
Okay.
You're strong-willed and strong-minded. You understand? And you have a very individualistic personality. And these energies in which you carry with you, they have caused you to complicate your lifestyle. You understand? Even when the universe is trying to supply you with what you need, you know, there were times when you held back. You know, because you wanted more than what you were being offered. You gonna follow me?
No,
and you,
really
use that, you can use that strong mind in a positive way, you understand? And it's going to bring you to a point where you're not going to be so individualistic. Right now, you find joy in the planning stages of the life that's going to begin for you tomorrow. At some point in time, what's taking place in your life now will only be considered a reference point. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah.
Listen, Linda. You know, life is sweet. You know, and it will supply you with the joy to make it through. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
I have a question, Ruth. Where are the kids now?
They're with their father.
And
how many? Is
that a 3-bedroom house or 2-bedroom house? What is it?
Yeah, they live in a house. They live in a house when we were married, so 4-bedroom house.
Right. Now you want a house that's for you and the kids, and possibly a love life relationship in the future. So
yeah.
Imagine that and see yourself with that right now. That's the fastest way to manifest it. See yourself in the house that you want. Imagine that you're walking through the house, looking how beautiful it looks, the brand new energy, the new furniture you're going to buy, everything, and how happy the kids are, jumping up and down with excitement. Oh, my God, Mom, how'd you get the house? Pray for it, because nothing is impossible to the energy of the universe. When you see it and believe it, it will show up. It will manifest. So like Ruth said, hold on to that, and don't complicate your life with things that happened in the past. See only what you want now, and what you see now will project your future. I promise you that. So hold on to that promise. You love your kids, they'll be with you, and you'll get access to the kids all the time and them always being with you. You are the natural birth mother, so of course there's a link there. So see it in your mind, the beautiful house, the carpet, smell everything that's brand new, and be in that moment and stay in that moment. That is your affirmative prayer, and God will answer it, I promise.
Okay, that's great. Oh, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Anthony. Anthony.
Good night. Oh, how you doing?
Oh, I'm awesome.
Hi.
How
Hello.
Are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
You have a question for our psychics tonight?
Yes. I guess my question centers around career outlook for the new year.
Could you give me a little bit more information?
Sure. I guess there are like two things I wanted to, get into, publishing and education.
Okay. Your main objective is more money. That's what I'm picking up, you know. And this, your decision is basically on money. You know, you're looking for leads. Which one will supply you the most? Because you want to really get out of relationships where you're dependent on other people to help you. You know, this is one of the things that has brought you a lot of confusion. You're definitely willing to work. Are you married?
No.
No? Yeah, because I'm seeing, I keep seeing these relationships around you, relationships with a female that's a positive one, you know. You got a bunch of stuff going on here when it comes to your careers and your jobs and stuff, and it also is really heavily duty intertwined with money, which is sort of natural, you know, in terms of your career. Because, you know, even though you're asking me what my career look like, what, you know, what my job situation look like, there's something else going on behind that, you know, and that something else is floating to the top more than just the answer about that job. And in your situation, you say, you know, I want to know about jobs, I want to know about career, but you really want to know about relationships. You follow me, the relationships that you're in, the emotional relationships you're in. You know, how did you get into this situation? You know, that weighs in, from what I'm picking up, more heavily on you than the situation about your finances. You know, your plans mainly surround relationship issues, you know, and there seem to be more than one woman involved. There's several women involved, you know. And these are brought about oftentimes by loneliness. You know, sometimes your plans get a bit too far-fetched. You know, you're very positive. You're a very positive entity. And but sometimes your mind separates itself. You know what I mean? And it leads you to go over here, over there, you know, in the separate places. You have a lot of very, very strong relationship issues. And you rely on strong-willed individuals to help you uncomplicate things. Strong relationship issues going on here. Now, in terms of, I try to keep going back to answering your question about your job, and your job has to be do with money, and money has to do with buying your way out of a situation, you know, supplying you enough money to take care of your emotional needs. You know, so you asking me what's going to happen, are you going to have enough money and get a job to cover your emotional needs? Which is not, this stuff is not negative. It's not bad. I can understand it. But I want you to listen to what I'm saying so you can address those issues. You know, money, you know, will not be the final solution to your problems in the long term. You know, because you have like a strange relationship with your financial situation. And I keep trying to go back to your original question about your, you know, the basic. It's a very basic question, and it's troubling you, but it's not the main thing on your mind. You understand? Talk to people that can lead your relationship issues in the right direction. And I'm gonna ask Reggie to help me out with this.
What I'm feeling right now with the publishing deal, if I feel like he doesn't want to be self-published, but own a publishing company and become a mega super person based on the publishing deal, and also speaking engagements are going to be very popular with him. Magazine article writing, all those things are going to make him very popular as a speaker and motivational person to lead other people and to help them. He's building an empire right now. I feel that. And because he wants it so badly, it will happen quickly while he's still young. But he has to match his vibrational desire with that which is also looking for him to bring it forward. And once they match, it will manifest instantly. That's what the instant manifestation is all about. It's about not disbelieving your desire to have it, recognizing that you deserve it and that you want it and that God ain't broke and you will get it.
Okay.
It's about you matching your desire with the vibrational frequency of your desire and say, universe, it's in your hands. Lead me to the people, the direction, or the space I need to create this powerful publishing company to help other people improve the quality of their life and mine. And he will guide you directly. The Holy Spirit's energy, that power that created you in the first place from your mother's womb, will guide you and lead you in a perfect place. So the next time somebody says, how's it going with your life? I'm in my desire. I'm manifesting everything that's supposed to come to me right now. Feeling it, knowing it, believing it, and receiving it. It'll let you jump up and down and do the holy dance and do a cartwheel.
Okay.
Does that resonate with you, Anthony?
Yes, that resonates with me.
Yeah. Well, wow. I'm ready to do a holy dance here now. That got me going. You know, that this is the thing that we're moving into. I mean, it's been a growing energy that's on the planet, but it is coming full force. That if we don't move into believing the unseen, see, and getting and feeling that, having that feeling nature of how it will feel when it's really real, but we have to put our energy in the unseen. This is what Ruth is saying on one level, because she's dealing with your relationships with other people and how that's interfering with you being totally secure that what you're going after is going to manifest.
And also, no, Ruth said something very powerful,
you
too.
Know,
she talked about money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, in other words, what I kept trying to focus on, you know, this immediate thing that you're discussing, but what I'm picking up is even if it manifests without you being able to recognize, you know, your motives and your, you know, that it's, the money's not going to be never be enough. You
right.
understand? It's only going to be like a clearinghouse. It's not going to be a clearinghouse for other issues.
I got you. I guess, you know, the part I was trying to figure out was you were talking about relationships, and, you know, as of this time, I'm, you know, there is no person, there is no, you know, multiple women. I mean, you know, I didn't know if you were saying maybe, you know, I had to, you know, address some issues as to why there weren't and why I was more like, you know, kind of like just focused on, you know, career stuff right now, because, you know, I really wasn't even thinking about that. So, you know, I was just trying to, like, perhaps contemplate.
I see, you know,
what
you were saying. I didn't see a multitude of women necessarily, but I saw a lot of stuff a lot of stuff to do with money, and I did see pick up one female, you know, but the relationship with the female wasn't negative, but it it wasn't a negative relationship.
Okay, yeah, like I was saying, you know, there wasn't anybody in that picture, so I was trying to, you know, figure out who that could have been, or like how that situation was, I guess, applying to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Anthony, thank you so much for calling us
tonight.
Thank
you. I appreciate that.
Really pumped you up for 2013.
Okay.
Absolutely did.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, we're going to go to Ann in D.C. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
Just fine. I just want to say that I don't remember her name, but this is a really good psychic.
Ruth.
Oh,
Ruth.
Thank you.
I've talked to a lot of psychics, and she's really, really good.
Yeah,
so
she really is.
Thank you.
Proud to say that's my cousin, that's my baby, and I love her. I think she's great,
right,
too.
We're cousins.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
I'm mainly concerned about my career stuff. I've been trying to put together a photography business, and I just wondered if what you see coming up for me, if people are interested in me, in my work, or is it just like I haven't hit the right people who would be interested?
what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Ann.
And you're talking photography, right?
Photography, yes. Photographer,
okay.
Yes.
And you are definitely moving in the right direction. It's almost as if you finally met your final call. Like, wow.
Oh.
Okay, we got this. You understand?
Yeah.
You're tripping, you're excited, you're having a lot of fun. You know, it has become almost an emotional issue to you. When you deal in this industry, you know, it brings tears to your eyes, you know. It's like a sensory feeling for you. It supplies, you just radiate. It supplies your emotional needs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it levitates. You levitate behind me. You know?
Ooh.
I'm back on my feet again, you understand?
Yeah.
You know, it in itself is the wings beneath your wings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just like levitate. You fly, you know. It is your calling. You
Good.
Understand?
Great.
And you're an extremely responsible individual, and you can just walk around there and clap your sides and say, I got this, okay? Strong, I got this. You can say it, I got this, you know?
That's
you know, That's it. You know, like, you know, I don't even know why you're calling it because you already know it, but I'm glad to talk to you. You understand? Because I'm like, if I was near you, I'd give you a high five. You understand? But you really got this.
Okay.
You know, this is what you're talking about. You understand? This is a situation that's going to give you back your power. You're going to retrieve your financial stability.
Oh,
you're
good.
Going to be involved in money for a house, if either putting it in it or having it, you know. This is a situation where you're going to look at it one day and say, wow, this was definitely in divine order.
Why
did
I say this earlier, huh?
You say what? Right? You okay? You know. Listen, I get excited. I'm very, very excited. You know, the energy that comes off of this is so positive. Now, be careful, because I see a lot of fortune. You understand? In this. You know, be very careful of what takes place when it comes to you and the money that's going to come to you.
Did you say enemies?
I missed the word.
What was that word?
I said energy.
Oh, energies?
Yeah, okay, here, let me say it again, okay?
Okay, my hearing's not good.
Fortune. Okay, I'm not talking so fast because I'll be listening to somebody out here.
Okay.
You know? I'm like, there's money coming to you, wealth.
Oh, good.
It's considered wealth, right? Be careful, okay?
Okay.
That this wealth won't bring about some negative confusion. You know, it's going to be this wealth now. is going to be for you a learning situation. You're going to be put in a position, a financial situation, right? And you're going to be content, right? But it's also a divinely arranged and ordered learning situation. You follow me? See, we
okay.
learn when we don't have money, and we learn when we got money, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, don't let this toss. Make sure it keeps you balanced.
Don't
make
let
sure
it go to my head and lose my head.
Not just that. It's not going to be an easy flight. You get my point? It's not going to be an easy flight when that money comes in. The photography, piece of cake. You follow me? Your contentment, fine. You have to be really, really smart. You know, when it comes to emotional issues, totally smart.
I'm not following you.
Okay. You know how.
Are you saying that I can, if I get money, I know in my past when I got money, I lost my head. I just became, I went insane.
Okay. All right. Now. Okay. I'm so glad you helped me out with this. Look. What I'm saying, don't go insane this time, okay?
Okay.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah, I
words,
sure do now.
You go insane.
I got
you,
that
you,
now.
Okay. You got it? You
yeah.
know, you're back again, right? And I see a lot of wisdom and learning here. A lot of wisdom and learning, you know, that's going to take place in this scenario. I also see people coming to you and you being grateful for them and they leave out. You understand? But this is a transition time for you. You already made your mistakes, right?
Oh, God.
I only
made
know
some
that
terrible.
Because, I only know that because you told me, right?
Yeah, well,
use your lessons that you got from this.
Okay.
All right.
You understand? You have to. It's some serious lessons here because, you know, you have to be, like, have a sword of wisdom in which you use to fight off. You know, violence, drugs, addiction, people, you know, who come into life just to use you. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? You have to go and cut through all this madness. You understand? With wisdom. All
wow.
right?
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
Thank
happy
you.
New Year.
And
happy New
happy
Year,
New
dog.
Year.
And
happy
don't forget
New
to
year.
Call us. Don't forget to call us, all right?
All right, I will.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. That's a great one. You know, I love it when people follow their passion because the passion, mm-hmm. it just fulfills so many areas of your life. You don't realize it. Let's go to our next caller, Patricia. Hey, Patricia, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing fine. Thank you. I've been enjoying listening. Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Where are you calling from, Patricia?
Well, I kind of wanted to keep that confidential.
Okay.
well, because of the nature of the
okay.
question, if that's okay.
It's okay. It's all right. It's all right, dear.
Thank you. I appreciate it. My question is, I'm in the process of my significant other and I have talked about a divorce, and we're in the talking stage now, and I've researched a lawyer, and I just wanted to make sure that there's going to be a positive outcome, especially financially, and if it's going to be peaceful and the outcome is going to be good. And of course, I'm on my own now, so I'm looking to follow my calling and supplement my income by finding another job, and I want to find something that's you know, worth it, you know, that's humanitarian, something that's with my calling. There is a hospital nearby that's hiring, and I'm going to apply for that, and I don't know if that's going to be positive or not.
Reggie, you want to start this off?
I'm feeling from her that it will be positive because she needs the extra energy to supplement her income, and that's what money is. Money is energy. And what you do with that money is energy. But what I love about her request is that she's going to help improve the quality of life through healing, doing something that helps other people who are suffering or going through sickness or whatever. And the hospital does that, hopefully, to help people to improve their lives through the healing stage. Also, I feel that to answer the first question, there will be a positive outcome for you. I don't think there'll be any anger or animosity or I hate you or none of that stuff. I think because of your energy, because you're peaceful and that you're a loving spirit, he will be too. And it's going to end up well. But I do feel, are there children involved?
No. No.
Okay, good. That's all I was going to say. I feel that I'm glad there's no children involved because it'll even be better right now. You know, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, he's explained to me, and I've gone to him, and we've come to terms of being peaceful.
That's good.
And, yes, we're going to do this very peaceful.
That's great.
Why are you worried? And tell me some, why are you worried, number one, and what does this have to do with possibly a person or so, are you moving to another state or location?
No, ma'am. He has offered for me to stay in the home. I have that opportunity, which I'm going to take. I just want to make sure that, and he has offered to help me financially, because throughout our marriage, I focused more on the marriage and instead of my career, and so, you know, I'm the one that's financially unstable right now. But I'm looking to apply myself.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to do, there's nothing to do with a person in another state or another location?
Not that I know of, ma'am. Let's see. He's thinking about moving on, but I'm not sure about that. I don't know who's in another state, but I'm staying put, I think, I hope, unless there's something else for me.
I happen to see, you know, someone going somewhere. It's someone somewhere else, you know, in another location. And for some reason, this is going to play a role. You know, they're going to play a role in this scenario. And they're a person who has to be talked to and kept calm. You know, and like, you know, possibly it's you who has, okay. I don't know. There's something, everything, there's some turmoil here somewhere. You understand what I'm saying? That I don't just see a complete smooth closure. There's a learning process and there's some turmoil. But it has to do with not necessarily something that's close to you, but possibly something that has to deal with a person that's in another location. You know, and you're going to have to spend some time comforting that individual.
You mean no. There's another individual in the picture that I need to deal with? Is that what you're saying?
There's something. Okay, let me try to get pull this together. I see you comforting an individual. You know how you meet some people that are argumentative? You know, they have a, you know, they're hot-headed, and you have to spend a lot of time keeping them cool. You follow me? There's an individual in this picture of this scenario, you know, but...
Well, he does have a temper, and I have to pull him down from time to time. I don't know if it's him, but...
Okay, because you spend a lot of time in this relationship doing that, keeping him cool?
Oh, yes. And that's part of the problem.
Okay. All right. Okay. You know, because what you're dealing with then is a very hot-headed individual. You understand? And in some ways, there's something there about their situation that might pull in some complication, you know, with this relationship. So be sure to cover yourself. You understand what I mean? Get all the information you need in terms of legal knowledge.
Yes.
You understand? Because, I don't know, you know, this. Don't just take it easy. You know, get all the legal information that you need, you know, to protect yourself from further complications. You know, because this individual is hot-headed and fiery. You understand what I mean? And this might change and not be like you thought it was going to be. It's not going to be necessarily a walk in the park or a piece of cake. So you have to be on it, you know, ahead of time. In other words, prepare yourself. you know, there's a female that's a legal advisor that can help make sure that you, you know, that you go through this without any complication. Okay?
Yes. Well, I did seek legal help, and there's a lawyer, well, he's a male, that spent a lot of time with me
mm-hmm.
and gave me some good information. But I'm just hoping that it's going to go well. And
right, but
my partner,
you know, you're doing the right thing and preparing yourself. You understand? Because,
yes.
Because there is some issues here. And one of the issues is that, you know, as wild and crazy as this might have been, he did love you.
Yes,
Right. He definitely loved you. So, wow. It's a lot going on here. But don't just take it, you know. What I want to do, I'm trying to pull your coattail, right?
You know what? Yes. I think you've done a great job. And you get it, Patricia, don't you? That you just need to be prepared.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break right now, Patricia, and thank you so much. And we are holding you in the light, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a nice night.
You too.
Thank you too, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We're just going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
All righty, and we're back for the second half of this show tonight. We've got Ruth in the house, Ruth Dunn, our psychic for this evening, and also Dr. Reggie. Many of you already know that.
Cousin Reggie.
That's right.
From Circles of Prosperity.
That's my bailout buddy. That's my bailout partner, okay?
Oh.
So, you know, I want to let everybody know that we are normally on the air Monday through – you have to go in the other room. Normally on the air Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. You can listen to our archives. We basically teach the spiritual principles of prosperity, but we get into a whole lot of other stuff. You see, we're up here doing psychic readings. We're going to be here all weekend. Oracle Friday, we normally do readings on every Friday at 7 o'clock. I have different guests that come on, different psychics from here in Atlanta and around the country. Dr. Reggie has been reading for over 30 years, and Ruth has been reading. How long have you been doing these readings now? 30-plus years?
Girlfriend, 20. I'm a 20. Newcomer on the block.
She's new on the block. Yeah. And... we have quite a few younger psychics that come on that have mentored under Dr. Reggie. And just join in with us sometime. But we are committed to be here through the new year. We'll be on again tomorrow night starting at 8 o'clock. So if you don't get on tonight, please call in tomorrow. Tweet your friends and let them know. And we'll be here New Year's Day. and New Year's Eve. So this, you know, this is just wonderful, getting you prepared for 2013. And I so appreciate all of our intuitive friends who have volunteered to fill in during this holiday to be available to you. So let's go to Kathy. I think Kathy,
you're a regular listener.
Oh, we got a bad connection.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I
can. I couldn't hear what you said.
Yeah, I listen to you sometimes in the morning.
Yeah, I recognize your name. So you have a question for our psychic today.
Yeah, I'm hoping to retire next year, and I'd like to know what you see me doing after retirement.
Do you like education? You ever thought about something like maybe running a school? You know, some sort of institution I feel around you, you know?
Hmm.
You seem to be a morning type person. You have mandatory skills. What will you do when you retire? I see you being, you know, like you're running things. You're being, you're almost like an activist. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Mostly managing small projects. You know, eradicating confusion. There's so much you want to do. There's a lot that you want to do. And oftentimes, this lot that you want to do brings in confusion.
Right.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
You need help. You need help. You know, you're a spiritual person. You have spiritual powers of your own, and this is motivating you to want to travel. You know, you're going to be free. You're free-spirited, and you're going to use this period of time to find balance and adjustment, you know, in terms of your free-spiritedness. Be mindful that there is a man coming, you know, and he's definitely coming, but, you know, be cautious of the relationships because it might bring on some arguments. But you are going on a spiritual path, you know, a spiritual journey. And this spiritual journey is basically going to be a series of things that's going to get you there. That's what you're going to be experiencing. And you're going to end up extremely powerful as a spiritual person. You know, even now you have the power, which is shown to you in the past, to be able to manifest, especially material things. You know, you can supply your needs and the needs of other people. You know, there is a man I see, put it this way, there's a love relationship going on here, but even in this love relationship, it is you who will be most powerful. Just be mindful of that. That's who you are. You follow me? You have to be, you're the type of person who has to be extremely cautious and maintain your balance, because you draw to you people who depend on you financially. The people that you like, that you're subject to endorse, you know, you put them up on a pedestal, but they're not your ego when it comes to material things. You know, but they seem to, in their own way, which is a positive thing, supply your emotional needs. You follow me? But be cautious.
Am I going to kick my husband to the curb?
If he isn't gone there, I don't see you kicking him to the curb, you know. But, you know, it seems like you have a lot of this type of people around you, period. You know, but I don't see, you're not kicking him to the curb. No, he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
you don't have a problem having positive relationships when you surround yourself with men with money. You follow me? I'm not even going to talk to you. What I got to say to you on the phone, you need to call me privately, girl, because I will get you in trouble. I will get you in trouble talking about positive men with money, okay? That's all I got to say. I ain't going to say no more on the radio.
I am trying to work on my spirituality, my psychic ability.
Yes. But you know, you got what it takes, and you're on that path, you know. You know, you're very forgiving, you know, and positive and loving individual, you know. And that has in the past supplied your emotional needs. And you're the type of person to get behind the person and tell them, I'll get you there. You know, it's what you need, I'll get you there, you know. But you've often in the past supplied the needs of too many people, you know. But you're the type of person that likes to be purposeful. And when you retire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your major project is going to be getting along with other people. You know, being in charge, the commander, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting people to come on board, you know.
Yeah.
You like that type of lifestyle, you know. You're a leader, you know, and that's just the way you are. You know, it's not going to change. And when you retire, your retirement's going to allow you to get around, you know.
Yeah, I want to be of service, you know, after I retire.
Well, that's just what you do. And, you know, in addition to that, right, you know, there are women that surround you. You help people. You know, I see a lot of women around you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to be also plagued with more emotional issues, you know?
Uh-huh.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right. You know, just take it easy. You'll be okay. It's like, it's a whole bunch of stuff going on. I see a lot of little things going on. I don't see you stopping off into one thing. You follow me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're going to be saying, look, I can use, they can use the word flighty to describe me.
My God.
You know?
Hello?
My
God.
Dr. Reggie was trying to say something here. What were you saying, Dr. Reggie?
I felt when she mentioned something that it struck me very hard. She would develop her spiritual gifts. One of the things I see her interested in or leaning toward are things like the angel oracle cards or tarot to help her hone in on her skills, to be able to tap in a deeper level, a deeper way. I do see that. And we will be soon teaching classes in psychic development. So keep in touch.
When will that be?
Huh?
When will that be?
This month in January. She sounds like she's far, far away.
I know.
I'm on Skype, so it's kind of hard.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were in Jerusalem. It's okay.
Oh, you're
retiring. Retiring at that, right?
You're retiring in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Starting now.
We'll keep you posted on the classes. We're revising the website now. Some of the classes are going to be via teleclasses and through
webinars.
Hangout with Google Plus.
Uh-huh.
The Hangout, so that you know you can have video webcam and all of that stuff. So it's going to be fun. We're doing a whole bunch of new stuff in the beginning of the year.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, we're going to go to Cheyenne. Oh, I love that name. I hope I said it right. Did I say it right?
Yep.
Oh, good. How are you tonight?
I am good, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
We're having fun. We hope you're having fun also.
You're getting silly now. That's what's happening.
That's what
okay
we do.
To be
now you're getting ready to meet the real us. You know?
So what's wrong? Okay. I can handle it.
You have a question tonight. What's going on?
I do. I've been given a lot of guidance to start school in January, and my class, I have a job presently, but I know that it's like temporary. But my school schedule will take me out of my work 2 days a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I ran it by the HR department and by my doc boss, and both of them tell me that I have to be there on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I just don't really feel like that's so. So I kind of want some guidance around that.
Wow. Okay, Reggie, you want to take this one?
I do feel that when they make it kind of mandatory that she be there Tuesday and Thursdays, that other plans are in the working. And she may have other ideas about Tuesday and Thursday, but right now what looks like a challenge to her may be a secret opportunity for something else to take place. Don't disgruntle. Don't be angry about it. Accept it as a way the universe telling you, wait a minute, there's something else going on here. It looks like it's a challenge right now, but you will win, and you'll be happy in the end. Don't even worry about it.
Awesome.
Wow. You know what I find so interesting, Cheyenne, is that you said this job is temporary, and I kind of know that, and so I'm preparing for something else, which is why you're going back to school. So what the, you know, you already have a heads up in your spirit, didn't you?
I needed confirmation, though. I mean,
yeah.
I also have a message for you guys. I don't know if you're prepared for this or not, but I have a message for all of you.
Okay.
I want to start with Roots. There are going to, well, I see Ruth and Reggie together, actually, doing things out in the world as like in business as far as readings, and you said something about teaching classes, and I see you not so much doing them. I mean, you might start out this way, doing them on Skype or Blog Talk or whatever, but I see you going places and teaching them in different places.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just see y'all staying right where you are.
Right. That was one desire that I wanted. I'm a sociophobe, a people person. Okay.
You're a sociophobe. Okay.
I am.
And that's good. That's good. That's a great way to be in the line of work that you guys do. But
yes,
there's something greater other than just these classes. Do you write?
Yes, I do. I've written 3 books.
Okay, so there's stuff there, but there are things in those books that you could teach.
Oh, yeah, believe me. It's true.
And it's really super important that you do that, because there's lots and lots of people out there who need your direction.
Amen. Thank
they
you.
They just really, really, really want a male who's so intuitive to show them how to take the balance, because intuition, as you know, is a very female aspect.
Yes,
of
it
ourselves.
Is. It is.
And
it really
you're
is.
A male with that female aspect. So it's kind of like the balance of the masculine and feminine. And there's going to be a lot of males out there that are really going to want to get into that aspect of themselves.
Yes,
more and more.
Exactly. Because that's where the world is going. That's where we're leading up to, evolving.
Oh, yeah.
Into that place, that's where we're evolving. So I'm glad you said that. And I thank you for the confirmation, because Ruth and I talked about doing business together. So you gave us a divine confirmation. So I thank you so much. And you're right on.
You're welcome.
Are you having a good time with us?
Oh, I love you guys. I think you're awesome.
Oh, and she said she had a message for Cynthia as well.
And what do you do, Cynthia?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I teach prosperity on Circles of Prosperity every morning.
Okay. And there's so many, like I get bigger things for you to do besides what you're doing. Just, they're monumental things, like taking what you do to a higher level, going beyond what you originally dreamed, because they're saying dream big. They're saying dream big or go home. So I really get that you need to expand this in a whole different way, where you can take this. They're showing me you going around the world, around the planet with it.
Okay.
Wow.
Well,
thank
I respect that. Thank you.
You're
that
welcome.
Makes me feel really good. I love a feel good. Love you, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Cheyenne. This is Cheyenne. Thank you so much, Cheyenne.
No,
you
that's not. Is this Cheyenne or Kathy?
Cheyenne.
Sorry, Cheyenne, with that nice name.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
We thank you so much for sharing with us today.
You're welcome. I just felt compelled to give you that. So.
Well, amen. Good.
We respect it. All right, you have a happy new year.
All right, take care. You too.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to John.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Hey.
I love your voice.
Oh, well,
yeah, John, that boss is working for you. Just keep talking. Go ahead. You know, we want a long question from you. Okay.
Well, well, I was sitting here, and I was, and I'm almost afraid to ask now, but I was sitting here and I was listening, and I was like, wow, this is really, really so deep and stuff, you know. And I just wanted guys to know that I am interested in your classes too, you know. And
what state are you in?
Well, I just moved from Atlanta to Wichita, Kansas.
Coming back to Atlanta.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of like just up in the air right now and stuff. So, you know, I'm just...
Your class is in Atlanta. That's why I'm smiling. But I guess they'd be on radio also.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I just, you know, I came out here to visit with my brother to assist with his healing and everything. And, well, at the same time, you know, I'm looking for something for myself. I'm just enjoying life and not necessarily experiencing life. That's a better way of saying it. I'm just experiencing life and just being open right now to... you know, to what's to come for me. And I'm also a student. I had to switch to online classes, but I go to DeVry University, and I seem to be doing pretty good.
What were you majoring in?
I'm doing network systems administration there.
IT stuff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping you were doing broadcasting. 'Cause you got a voice out of this world.
Well, I'm looking to develop those personal things like that, you know, and I'm wanting to, well, you know, I got to get my finances straight so I can focus, you know, on, you know, actually really developing my inner qualities and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that's where I'm at, and I guess why I called you guys, you know, I mean, I've asked the questions before, you know, about finding a new lover and getting my money right and stuff like that. But I just have this one particular question, you know, since I'm new to this area and there are some casinos here. And I'm just being honest and stuff. I got to get money up and stuff, you know, for me to manifest some of these things is like broadcasting and, you know, doing my artwork and type things and stuff. Like, where I can, you know, really do those type things, you know what I mean? And I'm wondering, is now a good time for me to try a game of chance and be successful at it? Well, I'm open
Reggie,
to what...
I'll let you have
my answer would be yes. I'm going to tell you what. I tell you why I say yes, because just by asking the question, by posing the question, would now be a good time. This is the best time because even though you said the second part right, a game of chance, it's all chance. But to improve the improvement of luck in your favor, do a blessing over it, anoint it with olive oil or sprinkle cinnamon around your money on your dollar bills or something, because that's a ritual act. And then place your bet because it enhances the bet to be more rewarding for you. But everything is a game of chance, even life itself. Even the stock market is a game of chance where we're living. So, and it's a temporary assignment, life is. So we learn to live into the moment, and now is the time. But the secret part of that, manifesting winnings in lottos and anything, see yourself doing it. And what will you do with the money once you receive it? What do you promise to give back to life and give back to community or give back to healing? You came to assist your brother with healing. What did he have?
Well, he had gallstone problems, and then he had a second surgery with some ulcers and stuff.
Ulcers deal with getting your way. I want to have my way no matter what, but it's not happening fast enough. It's not happening fast enough. What's going on? He's like impatient with certain things. Mm-hmm. It's not happening fast enough. But you know what? He's going to release all that negative energy. And there's somebody in the family he's not quite getting along with. That didn't come. I don't know who that is. But I feel somebody, there's some kind of tension between somebody, a male energy.
Mm-hmm. That's between him. That's between him and his son.
Yeah. And the energy is very powerful and very crazy. But you know what? He has to learn to love himself no matter, and his son, no matter what his son is doing. In spite of himself, love the son. There's a reason he's here. But I also feel something else. Where's the mother? Is she distant? Where is she?
Yeah, she's distant from, you
mm-hmm.
know. He, actually, my nephew's been taking care of his father, for, you know, for the last 2 years and stuff. You know, actually, my brother was never a father to him.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to pray for that family to get, make this show. I know other people are waiting, but I'm going to do this real quick. I know that you are a very powerful being. To get into IT takes a lot of technical expertise and discipline. You're going to do that well. And DeVry is not an easy school to get into.
I'm making A's and B's.
Okay, that's pretty good because DeVry, I know people have gone there and they go, oh, my God. So with technical stuff, it's very perfect. Now, relieve yourself from the responsibility of, oh, it's too hard, it's too much, whatever. See yourself with the money and then ask yourself, I'm giving a percentage of the money back to community or to help people. What part
mm-hmm.
of that you're going to do? You'll do that. It'll be well. And not only that, you're going to invest into your personal development for your ability to heal, your ability to discern intuitively, and all those things, they're going to come for you. So that's good. Just release any stress and
yes.
know that you win. Every time you play, feel the energy of winning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and go
I feel
with
it.
That.
I feel I
exactly.
I feel it now. You know, I mean,
I know you do.
Been feeling it, but, you know, I guess I was needing confirmation or something and stuff,
exactly.
you know. And, you know, because I rap with my nephew a lot, you know, and I was, you know, because I, you know, share with him, you know, because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we kind of like more like brothers and stuff, but.
Right.
Excuse me, but, you know, I share with him, you know, the things that, you know.
Is he trying to get into entertainment?
I think it was, I'm not exactly sure what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he's just working to survive now, you know.
Right, because I feel he wants to do a rap or something crazy, profile, high-profile stuff. Okay.
He's getting kind of old for that.
You
kind of old for that?
You know, I see you working. I definitely see you working. You know, so you're going to be getting a job. I definitely see you working, and you're going to be learning a lot. And you're going to be making money. That's not a bad, you know, prediction. I do see that. Okay?
All right. Do you see how far off in the distance these things might, you know, be happening for me?
Not far away.
Well,
not far away at all.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, soon, you know. So if you're going to, what you're going to, this transition you're making, you're putting your roots down. So
yeah.
There'll be
know,
a lot of money. You'll win a lot of money in the beginning of January. I do see there's money coming to you in January. And also new job offers
money.
Because people are leaving their jobs for December, starting a new year, new jobs and everything. So there'll be an opening for you. So maintain that positive energy. Hold on to it and go with it from there.
All right.
And
all
be
right.
patient. Be patient with the change. Be patient. Okay? It's coming.
Yeah, you know, that's my thing. You know, I can, like, just feel that it's going to happen. It's just like, John, just be patient, man. It's going to happen.
Right.
You
know,
exactly.
You know what?
Right.
The
be
secret,
patient.
But with the law of attraction, you see it happening now. If you keep saying, oh, it's coming, you can say
right.
that 50 years from now, it's coming. Well, so is Halloween, so is Christmas. 1,000 years from now, it'll still be coming. So
yeah.
if you see it now and focus on it happening now, you'll experience now.
That's what's happening.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what's happening.
Hey
right.
John. Thank you so yeah. much for calling in tonight.
And I do be up early in the mornings, and I do be checking in with Circles of Prosperity in the mornings.
Oh, good.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So I will definitely make sure I speak with you the next time, you know,
okay.
we meet
okay.
there, okay?
Right.
All
give
right.
us a call. Give us a call. We got a 1-800 number. You know,
okay.
we do private readings. We'd be glad to talk to you and just you.
after you get your winnings, call us, okay?
I sure will, Miss Brooks. Okay.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Peace and blessings.
You
peace
too.
Peace and blessings.
All right.
Okay, we're going to go to Mary Lou. Mary Lou.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Mary.
Doing good.
Listen, I'm going to tell our psychic friends here that we have 25 minutes left, and the queue is so full, and I know we're not going to be able to get to all
these people. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to do one question, then we're going to give you a yes or no answer. Okay, Mary Lou, the answer is yes. I'm joking.
Okay. You scared me there for a minute.
No, I'm just teasing you. We're trying to reach as many people as possible. Go ahead, Mary Lou. What's your question?
I was going to ask if you saw anything coming up for me in my love life.
Mary Lou.
Yes, you know. You're extremely marriage-minded individual, you know.
I do know.
And, yeah, you look on the positive. The answer is yes. Okay?
Okay.
We have to go to the next one. We got about 35 people.
Oh, man, can't you give me more details than that?
Hey, girl, I told you, yeah. What more details you need?
And who?
That'll work for you.
I see, okay, something happening around, I see something happening around the 14th, but I can't go into detail because we have all these people waiting, so I'm going to try to get as many as we can.
Oh, darn.
Mary, you got a yes, girl. You got a yes, okay?
Okay. Right.
We love you, darling.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Hey, Brenda from Georgia.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, Brenda.
My question is, what's my up? Love life for 2013?
Love life.
It was? It what now?
She wants to my know what her love life is going to be.
I see it being very powerful, but you know what I see real quickly? It came to me real instantly, like in the springtime, it gets better. There was somebody she's with, maybe try to reach her again, that's back and forth in the relationship or tried to be back and forth, and you're like, wait a minute, that's enough. Back and forth is too much. I need something stable, something very stable right now, and that person is showing up in the springtime, strong, beautiful, virile, understanding, spiritual, who wants to be with you. And the secret cue that I see with that person with you are the color of the eyes. They're like a hazel color.
Uh-oh.
Mm. You recognize them? You recognize
them? No.
No.
But okay. You will.
He's
but
saying
I will.
Yeah, he's
so
saying that.
So it's somebody from a past relationship.
No.
In a sense.
I didn't say that. I said there's someone new coming.
Oh, new? Okay.
Yes. There's a reason that they are past and done. Let the dead bury the dead, Jesus said. Let the dead bury the dead. Move on. Let's go into a new relationship.
You know what? What he was hitting on is those revolving door relationships you had. Did you get the hint? Okay. Block them and let the real deal, the Holy Field, come in, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Darling. Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Hey, we have another Ruth in the house. Hey, Ruth from Virginia.
Hey, Ruth.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
What's your question, girlfriend?
My question is, I'm calling to find out as far as 2013, do you see a career change or relocation?
Ruth, real quickly, I don't know why they're popping in my head because Cynthia's talking about all these people, but two things came up in my head. I saw a nursing thing or a hospital something, and it's something dealing with education. I don't know where your desire is. Those two things showed up in my head just now.
Does that resonate with you, Ruth?
No, I'm not doing anything in that area now.
Okay. Are you on the right side of your brain? Are you working on the right side of your brain? Entertainment? Writing?
No, I work in finance right now.
Oh, the technical side. Okay, that's why.
I definitely see a career change, 100%. You know, that I'm comfortable with. And but, you know, the issues with you is it's a career change that changes you, but the money is going to be an issue. You follow me? It's something that you want to do in terms of desire, but you might have to take a decrease in your money. And there's also, you're going to have to be going a further distance from what you go now, maybe like another city or another town.
Okay.
You know, but this is something you want. For some reason, there's a man that's going to talk you into it. You know, He's a father-like, and moving's going to be an issue.
You said moving.
You're going to want more money. What happened?
Did you say moving will be an issue? I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Right, I did say I see there's an issue here with moving. You follow me? There's,
okay.
You know, I see this offer coming a lot. The money's going to be an issue. You're going to want more money, and it's going to require that you move away, you know, possibly from loved ones. It's, the offer is there. It's on the top of the desk. But if I'm looking at this right, you're not going to like it. But it's a situation where it doesn't start out with a lot of money originally, but it can move you into a big, big pay arena. You know, but you're going to have to make some major changes in terms of where you live at.
Well, I do want to relocate, so that's why I posed the question. I do.
Well, girl, you gone, okay? Already, you gone. You ain't going to like the money, but you're moving and it's going to be big-time money, okay? You got it.
Okay.
That's what I
okay.
see. You know, the issue is with the money, but it's going to be okay because you end up making more money in the long run.
Okay, great.
Enjoy yourself. You got a good life coming, you know? You gone.
Okay, well, thank you guys and have a happy, happy new year.
Happy new year to you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, Allison.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm exercising patience.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you were holding for about 58 minutes. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, my goodness, girlfriend. But thank you for holding. We love
one
you for
hour
holding.
And
okay?
1 hour and 42 minutes I've been holding.
So we got
oh, my
to get
God.
This right. Go ahead. We got to get this right.
Take your time,
hey,
girl.
Ahead.
You earned it.
Yes, right.
I think that 2013 is going to be, I feel like it's finally going to be start being a better year for me than the last 5 years have been. And I'd really like to know what you feel around getting a really supportive social network and maybe even romance into my life again. I make a lot of efforts, but I just need a really good, solid support system. So what do you see around this issue?
One of the things that first I picked up, I see a lot of loneliness, you know, but you... This loneliness is, in its own way, is like part of your destiny. It makes you patient, and it creates a situation where you go on a spiritual path. You know, it changes the way you think. It changes the way you do things. You follow me? And
yeah.
Your financial situation is going, as a result of it, your financial situation is going to be stable and okay, and everything is going to be fine. You follow me? You're going to finally say, wow, I got it together. It's a powerful move for you, but it's one of those destiny moves, you know, where they put you in sort of an isolation, but in the meantime, you also find yourself stable financially, and you're going to learn so much as a result on this that it's going to deliver you to a position where you're much more spiritually powerful. You know, it's something that has to take place. You're a spirit that's on a journey. You're not here for what you think you are sometimes. And all these things that you're experiencing are lessons. They're like books that open up. They have a beginning, a middle, and the end. And this right here is just one of those books that you're having to deal with. And it has put you in a position where you often feel unloved and isolated. But it's also teaching you to live without love, you know, like physical people love. You follow me? So that you could also learn to love yourself and become more independent and become, and this in itself makes you more powerful spiritually. You got me?
I do, except for the part about the independent, because I say this in all due respect, I am incredibly, exceptionally independent. I have had
to
be.
I see that in your financial stability.
Yeah. What's that?
But I see it in your financial stability. I see a big thing going on here with financial stability, but there's a spiritual growth here that's really, really important. This period of time in your life is sort of like your destiny, and it brings you to a position of completion.
Okay.
You know, I didn't see you as independent, but I may have said it in a way that misled you, you know, but it puts you in a position of spiritual power more so than anything else. Because I see stability financially.
Well, I also see something else, too, that it's going to be a great stability, but she's a person who likes to socially involve herself with other people. I see that. Also, the future I see is within hosting parties and integrating with people and being more responsible and with them. And that love life she's looking for, that one person that represents an equated relationship with what she's seeking, will be found in the beginning of the spring.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be good for her, okay?
I don't understand about the financial independence because I'm not working right now, and I need to be working. So I'm very confused by that part of this information because I want to be working.
I see financial stability with you, though. You know, I don't know. You may not be working, but I see financial stability.
Which means there's something coming up, so that's okay. Whatever it is, look for it and be grateful and move on. But to answer your question, basically, the part about the being, like me, a sociophobe, a person who likes to socially network, it's good. The opportunity will provide itself very soon. And in springtime, there'll be that one person you're looking for that will balance the relationship with you personally, okay?
And, you know, nothing, you don't have to be working to have financial stability. You follow me? Think about it.
Okay. I'm going to move the show along.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy right. New Year, precious.
Happy New Year.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Kanisha, how are you? Kanisha, you still there? Did you go to sleep?
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm sorry.
What's up?
I was calling to ask, did you see someone new for me for the new year, for love life?
Ready to take it away, because
I do feel it, but you know what?
My answer is yes.
But I'm going to tell you, I do too, but I'm going to tell you what it is. I also feel like this. Kanisha is the kind of person, is a no-nonsense person. A lot of these guys in the past have presented some nonsense from their family relationships, from everything. And she's like, I don't want that crap anymore. I'm done. So I want somebody new. Get lost. I'm kicking you to the curb. Boot in the place where it belongs, where the sun don't shine. I can't take it anymore. So I feel that Kanisha's like, okay, I've had enough. Get my head out of the bin. I'll something new, something wonderful. This guy's name has a K as initial. Starts with a K. It could be Kevin. Could be some other name, a K sound.
Keith.
Could be Keith.
Kenneth.
Mm-hmm, whatever. I do
all
feel
right,
the energy.
Okay, you got Keith. Can we go?
And this guy's dark hair, curly, a beautiful complexion, Mediterranean, beautiful, powerful energy. And the thing is, he's very spiritual. And there's no nonsense, no girlfriend on the side, no crap, no attachments to family, no mother issues, and all that crap. It's over.
And
it's going to be good for you.
Stable. He's financially stable, Reggie. Hey.
Yes. Audio. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord and pass the plate. Now we can go on. Okay, Kanisha, you got it.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a happy new year, Kanisha.
You too.
All right. Next.
Okay. Oh, boy. This is Michelle from New Jersey.
Hey, Reggie.
Hi, baby. How are you?
Reggie, I got a really big question to ask you.
Okay.
Are you ready for the wedding of the millennium?
Yes, I am ready for the wedding of the millennium. And it's going to be, who am I going to marry?
Yeah.
She's talking about herself. What kind of drugs are you taking? Excuse Cynthia, everybody. She's putting cocaine on her cornflakes. So moving on. I don't know why she's crazy like that. I'm talking about, who am I going to marry? What is she talking about? Maybe she's looking for a new thing. You know?
Oh my God. Listen. Okay, back to what's her name?
Michelle is going to do a great job. This wonderful wedding is between Michelle and Abdel. It rhymes, so it's meant to be. So ring the bell for Michelle and Abdel.
That's right. Okay, Reg, seriously, my question is money.
Yes, it's going to increase. You know what? The job you have right now, you're looking for more money, but it's going to increase because you're seeking it, and you pray about everything, and I'm glad you do. Because it's going to be a good answer for you. God is going to provide you with a new opportunity to increase your income and boost it.
Okay.
It's just enough you need to make things happen even more so, like the bills you have right now and piling up and saving money for the future for that wedding we're talking about of the century. It's going to happen.
Oh, not the century, the millennium. What are you talking about?
That's right. So the millennium, excuse me, not the century, the millennium, because it's going to be an eternal wedding. So look for that happening in the beginning of January. I do see more income coming in. Something you've been looking for a long time will maybe finally come through. So hold on to your promise and thank God for it in advance.
And, Michelle, there's a lot of women around you. Be careful if you don't be getting into arguments, okay?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I'm going to try to keep my mouth shut, but no problem.
All right, man. I mean, watch out. I see a little bit confusion there, so we're going to let you know in advance, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Hi, baby.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Take care, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy
you too.
New Year, precious.
Thank you.
Okay. Here we are. We're on the countdown. 10 minutes to go. Listen, if you are in
we'll
the
back tomorrow night, everybody.
I,
we'll
what,
be back
what
tomorrow
night. Okay, Ruth.
Okay.
Thank you for telling them that. I just wanted to let everybody know that we will be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And if you stay on the line after we go off the show, the people that have their number one have pressed one, I'll get your numbers and so that you can get lined up in the queue early tomorrow, because I appreciate each and every one of you staying on so long tonight. So let's go to our next caller. Trudy.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy
thank
holidays.
Thank you.
So my question is regarding relationships. What do you see for me for 2013?
Trudy, I love your accent. Where are you from?
I was born in India.
Oh, my God, I love the accent. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's so clear. You can't even tell almost. It's very clear. So
thank
for
you.
2013, I do see a good relationship energy. But I feel that someone's trying to select someone for you. They're trying to make a partnership choice for you.
Hmm.
And
that's
it's acceptable. It's acceptable. It's okay because it's going to be a good choice, but it won't happen until later on in the year.
Okay.
Okay? But I think
it'll
be a good one because it has to be somebody who understands your faith, understands your culture and your religion. It's going to be good for you. It's a perfect choice. So God is going to, it's a funny, crazy sounding name. It sounds like Saeed, or it's a crazy name like an S. It sounds like it starts with an S. It may not, but it sounds like that. But this person is great. A really great person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see also that you know about a relationship. There is a relationship here. There's someone that you like, but there's some problem with this relationship. And the problem's coming from other women, you know, and there's another woman or maybe two, a mother or something. They had another woman, and they hold a lot of power, you know, including financial power. Now, in your circle, there are prayers being done. You understand what I'm saying? There, you know, prayers being done about this relationship. I don't know who's doing or who's, you know, where they're coming from, but the biggest holdup in terms of this relationship has to do with material things and money. But it's going to be patient. It's going to be moving in the right direction. Okay?
Okay. So this is somebody else's relationship that prayers are being done since?
On yours, for yours. You know,
for
one
me.
Of them, for cousins. There's a problem here, right? There's a problem, and there's some prayers being done for this problem in this relationship. You know, the one that you worry about late at night, on the nighttime, you know, in the evening when everybody's gone.
Yeah, well, I've pretty much been
somebody
focusing
that
on
calls
myself.
You.
So.
Say what?
I've been focusing on myself. And
well, yeah, but somebody calls you. There's a man there. I see a man there somewhere. Okay?
Somebody calls me. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, someone calls you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a wonderful holidays and Happy New Year to everyone.
All right.
Happy New
Year,
Trudy.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so I have a few more people here in the queue. I think a lot of people gave up. Hello, 442, how are you?
Yeah, hi, I'm all right, thank you.
What is your name?
My name is Deep. I'll ask a short question. It is regarding, I had psychic I have been subscribing psychic question kind of thing for over a year now, and she had family issues because of which she is not able to continue the subscription for the time being. Her name is Stephanie Stinnett, and I just wanted to know when she will be back communicating with me and doing my subscription and psychic development.
And now, she's been gone for over a year now?
No. She's been gone for about 4 weeks since the beginning of December. She had family problems and money problems.
Oh, okay. I think she's going to come back. The energy is... Ruth, you feel anything about that?
I'm not quite understanding the question.
Sorry, I wasn't very clear. So I had this psychic. I've been with her since over a year now.
Right.
And since the last 4 weeks, she hasn't been in touch because she had some. She is having family problems.
Okay, I got it now. She'll be back very soon. I think 4 weeks is not a long time. It's almost the end of December. She'll be back before January. You know what I mean? Or by January 2nd or 3rd, she'll be back. Taking care of family stuff, and she's a psychic. She's very, very powerful, too. She's very good. But she's taking care of family stuff. She's got to do a lot of running around and taking care of sick people, doing a lot of things. It's crazy for her. But she'll be back, and you'll be happy.
You know, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if she's not going to be available to give you as much time as she had in the past. You know, but she would definitely be back. You know, but your contact with her may not be as much as it was before in the past. Okay.
Would that be for some time or forever? Because I am hoping to continue with her for psychic development for a good few years. So, do you think she'll pick up after a few months, like in terms of the number of hours I could do with her? Like I used to do 1 hour every week with her on the phone.
Will you be able to do 1 hour every week? Let me see. I don't see where that's going to be possible. Maybe,
okay.
Let me tell you, let me answer. 3 times a month, right, could get you what you want.
Right.
3 times with her a month, right? So you have
right.
a very positive relationship. You know, you rely on her a lot, but, you know, 3 times a month will work. It'll work.
Okay. How many years do you see me with her, approximately?
About 7 more years. About 7.
Okay.
How many years
have
you been with her so far?
With her over a year now.
Okay, 7. This, you know, it caps off in 7 years.
Okay.
3 times a month now, okay? So she's going to be around for 7 years.
Okay, brilliant. 7 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
7 years.
Right. Thanks
a lot. A total of 7
okay.
years. 3 times
okay.
a month, she'll stay present.
Okay. Do you see me developing my psychic abilities under her guidance?
Do you see
yes.
it right now?
Yes, I do. I see your psychic abilities increasing under her guidance. But like she said, it takes repetition. It takes time to repeat it. Hone in on your skills and focus and practice. You already have that ability. You're very good yourself. But tune in, okay?
All right, sure. Thanks. I won't take any more time. Thanks a lot, dear.
All right.
No, listen. Let me tell you. You can get more than one person to assist you. Okay.
All righty. So we're going to go ahead and close the show tonight. I just really appreciate everybody that called in tonight, and we'll be here tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It'll be the Ruth and Reggie show, the 2 R's, and. So please be sure to call in, tweet your friends, let them know what's going on, and get your reading for the new year. Sorry that we missed so many of you, but call in tomorrow. We'll be here. I love you. I love you all. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.